But the first thing we want to do this morning is install Chalet as our youth minister. I'd like to call up, if I could, our elders. Chalet and her family are already here on the front row. Elders and any spouses that are here today to join me. And along with our ordained ministers, that's myself and Sandra. Sandra, if you'd join us up here. We're going to begin with a couple of readings from Scripture, and I'll let Ruth and then Robin read the Scriptures they have for us.
I'm going to read from Psalms 20. May the Lord... From Psalms 20, may the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from the holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the King. Answer us when we call.
Romans 12, 1 through 8. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
Installing someone to Christian ministry is a serious moment, preceded by much study, hard work, and prayer. It is guided by the Spirit of God. In churches of Christ, we don't practice ordination in the same way that some denominations do. Each minister is called by a congregation to serve in ministry, not by any overseeing body or denominational board. So as we ordain Chalet for ministry, we are doing so as a congregation of believers here at 1284 East Bullard Avenue, Fresno. She is to minister within our church and on behalf of our church as we seek to grow deeper into the image of Jesus Christ and into the mission to which the Spirit calls us. Not only are we installing Chalet for this position, but we also will be commissioning you to work alongside her, to support her, and to see yourselves as partners in our shared work. Several individuals were involved in choosing Chalet from among the candidates who came forward. They recommended her to the elders. I'd like to call up Shane, Aaron, Shannon, Tannen, and Kyle. If you would join me up here. Would one of you, on behalf of the search team, share a word?
Soleil, we as a committee were deeply impressed by your skills, your experience, and by your commitment to following Jesus. The more we got to know you, the more we felt God was calling us to partner with you. We know you have things to learn as you grow into this ministry, but we also have things to learn as we work alongside you. On behalf of all of us, we just want to affirm that we are excited about having you here and about where God is leading us.
Could you show your appreciation to the search team for their work? I'd now like to call forward Chalet's former pastor, Tom Sims, and his wife, Andrea, if they'd like to both come up. They have ministered to Chalet and Andrea for many years, Chalet and Fino for many years, and they employed Chalet in her work with 4141 Ministries, Build a Child, and now they're sending her to us with their blessing. So, Tom.
Well, I want to bless you, and I want to bless Chalet and Fino, and say to you that this is bittersweet for us, and yet it's a very proud and blessed moment. Worshiping you with you today, admiring your pastor so, and appreciating his friendship and support over as long as he's been here. It was shortly after he came here we became friends. And knowing the kind of mentoring and leadership she'll receive from him, the kind of love and support she'll receive from you, God's Spirit at work among you. My friend Alan Doswald says that there's one church in Fresno, but a lot of branch offices. So we consider this a transfer and God in it. I'm very proud of Chalet. I'm proud of Fino. And when she came to work for us, we sought her out. And when she came to you, you sought her out. And so she was never really looking for a job when God called her. And we've been so blessed by the work she's done, by her family, by her commitment. And I think that just to encourage her to continue as a next step of ministry and pastoral ministry, and just to say what you can expect from her most is she's a magnet. She was a magnet when she was 15 years old and crashed our young adult parties at 9 o'clock at Denny's and brought five or six teenagers with her. And she's a magnet now when she walks in anywhere, and her husband Captain is too. The kids just love them, and they just shower love. And I think that's what you can expect, and that's what I encourage you to keep on keeping on. That's the core of ministry.
So before we do the next thing, I'd like to introduce Chalet's family. So Fino and the kids, if you guys would stand just so I can introduce you right there. This is her husband, Serafino, their oldest son, Rylan. Rylan, stand. And then there's Harley there on Fino's right side. And there's Zeke or Ezekiel there. So give your love and appreciation to the family, if you would. So I'm going to reposition some things now, and I'm going to turn things over to Dale.
Exciting moment. Chalet, if you're ready to accept this calling, would you please join us up here? Not to put you on the spot, can we turn the spotlight on for just kidding. Chalet, do you believe that you are called by God and by this church to step into a life and work of ministry in the name of Jesus Christ?
Chalet, the Apostle Paul testified, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Will you, Chalet, endeavor to be steadfast in your practice of the Christian life, reading scripture, continuing in prayer, deepening your love for and knowledge of God, and taking up your cross to follow Jesus.
Ministers are to tend to the flock of God, not out of compassion, but willingly, not for selfish gain, but eagerly, not by forcing your way, but rather by example. Will you, Shelley, endeavor to care for the people of God, nourishing, teaching, and encouraging them, giving direction, counseling the troubled, declaring God's forgiveness, and proclaiming the new life that we find in God?
The church is to be one body with many members. Will you, Shelley, endeavor to live and work in unity with all Christians, witnessing to the visible unity of the church, cooperating with colleagues in the ministry, and helping us fulfill our ministry of reconciliation?
The Spirit of God sent Jesus to proclaim good news to the poor, to declare a release to captives and recover the sight of the blind, and to set oppressed free, and to share that now is the time of God's favor. The same Spirit sent the church to be Christ's witnesses in all the world. Will you, Shelley, help lead us, the people of God, in this place to accept the call of God's Spirit and to move without fear into God's mission?
Shelley, may God, who has given you the will to do these things, also give you the grace to perform them. Shelley, the God who called you is faithful, and he will not leave you. Now to the church. You have heard the promises of our sister Shelley. You are also called to service as ordained by the Spirit of God. Do you, as fellow servants, affirm Shelley's call and accept her to the life and work of ministry here at College Church? As a visible sign of the Spirit's gifting, as we affirm Shelley's vocation and entrust her with the authority and privilege of serving as our youth minister and working with our ministerial staff.
Shelley, healing oil has been used by God's people throughout history as a vehicle to convey the blessings of God. I really feel privileged to be able to anoint you today with oil.
I'd like for you to
hold your hands up here, because I'm going to anoint your hands and dedicate them to the blessings of God. I'm also going to anoint your head, because we want God to help you in all of these areas, to use your hands and your heart for his kingdom. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for bringing Shelley to us. We pray that she will be up to the task, and that she will depend on your Spirit, as we all need to do wonderful things in your will. Lord, we could not have imagined a person like Shelley, and you sent her to us. We are very grateful for that. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
What a pleasure it is to welcome you to the staff of ministers here in this place. There's been a lot of talk and hype and sometimes disagreement within our world, and particularly the church, about women in ministry. People shout and spew opinions that at times make it difficult to stand firm on this road. It can get thick and treacherous and disappointing. But this is not about us, Shalay. This is about God and the calling he has placed on your heart. He has purpose, and when God calls you out, you walk. Your obedience to this calling will not necessarily bring lots of easy days, but you can be sure he will never, never leave your side as he continues to part waters and calls you to walk through. Sometimes the burden seems heavy. Somebody get around her. Sometimes the burden seems heavy as you balance your roles as wife and mother and minister. Be gentle with yourself on these days. Take a deep breath and push away the enemy of our peace. Reclaim your place as you move forward and conquer the next day. Isaiah 41 tells us, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you." Shalay, you have a unique voice, a unique heart, a unique perspective that will bless these students. You will bless this church, and you will bless this city. May you be brave and courageous, overflowing with wisdom and deep love for the kingdom as you begin your ministry in this place. Welcome.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break down. It's really important to me. This means a lot. So I just want to say thank you. I'm extremely honored by the Lord's call to work here with you and among you. I promise to work very hard as we get to know one another. My primary calling is servanthood. I truly want to serve God's people, which means family, students, kids, in a way that helps us all grow spiritually. I look forward to working with the students and their parents, with Jason, Sandra, and the staff and volunteers, and with the other elders and other servant leaders. I'm ready to get started. I just want to say real quick that my mom was a minister, and there's been something inside of me my whole life wanting this moment. And I don't have my mom or my father here today, but I have the closest things that I have ever had since I was a teenager sitting right there. And I thank you guys for being here, and I thank you for everything you've done for me and all the growth opportunities that you've given me and everything that you don't know. You will never know how much you mean in my heart. So thank you. And I look really forward to working with these kids. I do. Thank you.
Give thanks together for what God has done, what we've witnessed here today. Thank you.